The Hard Shoulder
on News Talk
with Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Good evening to you. It's Mark Hagley sitting in for Ivan Yates. Now, if something, God forbid, happened to you and you became seriously ill, or if you were incapacitated in older age, who would make the often very difficult decisions for you? A new survey by Safeguarding Ireland has found that 80% of adults have not thought or talked about where they would like to be cared for if they became seriously ill or frail, and only just 5% have documented what their place of care preferences are. Patricia Rickard-Clark, the chairperson of Safeguarding Ireland, joins me on the line now. Good evening to you, Patricia. Thank you for taking our call. Are you surprised by these findings?
Good evening, Mark. No, we're not really, and the reason we did the research was actually to get that information, because dealing with particularly many older people, we find that people are left where they are decisions, even where they have decision-making capacity, because they're old and frail, people step in and make decisions on their behalf, whereas in fact it is their decision. And family members, again, the survey, pointed out that family members think, many people think they have the authority to make decisions for somebody who's old and frail or somebody who lacks capacity. And they do not, unless they've been formally appointed to make those decisions on behalf of a person. But if a person has capacity, even if they're old and frail and need support to make that decision, it is their decision.
Okay, so now just let me clarify that, right? If people have stipulated what their needs are or what it is they want done should anything happen to them, and it's done in writing in a will or a document with their local solicitor or whatever, that's all well and good. But if they haven't made any arrangements, and if they haven't made their wishes clear or known, and they become ill or they start to suffer from Alzheimer's or dementia, what happens then? Who is in a position of authority? Who gets to make the decisions?
It's a court application. That's the problem, and people don't realise that. At the moment, we're living with archaic legislation of 1871, the Lunacy Regulations Ireland Act.
Sorry, say that again?
The Lunacy Regulations Ireland Act of 1871. We did pass new legislation in 2015, but it hasn't yet been fully commenced. So it is a court application. A person is taken into wardship. That causes great stress for many people. But even with the new legislation, when it is commenced, and we're hoping it will be commenced shortly, it will be a court application if you don't plan in advance, unless you appoint somebody to make those decisions for you. So this is why it's really so important that people do actually consider this issue, document their wishes, and appoint a person that they can trust and a person who's suitable to make whatever relevant decisions are there to be made if they lack capacity to make the decision for themselves. So really, really important. And you can imagine then, I mean, at the moment what happens is we wait until, you know, a person has dementia, a person has a stroke, or a person has an accident, and then crisis point. And that's what we're living with all the time. Mm. And for healthcare professionals, that can be very, very difficult. We have delayed discharges in acute beds and increasing older people because people haven't planned, haven't nominated anybody to make decisions on their behalf. So it's a real issue that needs to be addressed, and people need to be aware of that.
Why do you think people, why do you think so many people haven't done it? And the reason I ask that question is because I remember my own grandparents, and they actually knew they had their plot sorted. They knew what they want, what kind of funeral they wanted. They knew that if anything happened to them, that the house is too big, I can't stay here on my own, and some member of the family would be designated to take them, or there would be an old people's home or something that they would have had in mind. The discussions would have happened about it, but you're saying to me that that stopped in the last couple of decades, or last generation or two. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know, and our culture is that informality, and as a result of that, you see a lot of abuse. And Safeguarding Ireland obviously wants to promote the rights of people and the right of a person to make their own decisions. And again, because we haven't had a proper legal framework or we haven't had public awareness about this question, we're all now living longer. So instead of providing for our death, which of course we should be providing for anyway, we're living longer, we should be providing for while we're living longer. And many of us, when we live longer, will need care in the future. And we should then, therefore, plan for that and not wait for that crisis point, and have nominated somebody and have taken steps to document our wishes. There's a Think Ahead form, which is published by the Irish Hospice Foundation, which you can record your lots of personal information, but you can record your place of care wishes and your advanced healthcare directives, in other words, your healthcare decisions, in that form.
And it's called the Think Ahead form.
Think Ahead form, and it can be got on www.thinkahead.ie or from the Hospice Foundation. But it's a very useful form, and if you sign that, set out your wishes, nominate the person, and have your signature witnessed. It's important that a person isn't put under pressure to nominate a particular individual or whatever. Because again, from Safeguarding Ireland's point of view, we look at the figures for abuse, and they're increasing every year. The older you get, the higher the levels of abuse. And in many cases, say, if you take the place of care decision, for example, many people are told they're going in for respite, but actually the intention is that they're going to remain in that nursing home or whatever. That's not where they want. The survey clearly also says 85% of people want long-term care in their own home. Now, we've another issue, as you know. We have funding for nursing home care generally by the state, but we don't have proper funding for home care. And we're promised now by 2021 we'll have statutory home care. So all of these issues are really, really important, and we all have an obligation ourselves, you know, to put these arrangements in place and to make sure they're put in place when we're well, and we can have those discussions when we're able to discuss them and talk about them and make sure that that we discuss them with the people we're appointing, and we document our wishes, which is very important.
Just to reiterate that, Patricia, if this decision affects anybody or somebody is thinking about this and what they need to do about it and all the rest of it, they can go and fill out a Think Ahead form. www.thinkahead. Also, I suppose they could contact or go on the Safeguarding Ireland website, and they'll get links to that. But what they need to bear in mind is that if they don't do this and make the provisions themselves, they're at the mercy of an act that was brought into law in the Victorian era, and it's called the Lunacy and Care Act.
Lunacy Regulation Act, Ireland Act of 1871, and that's our current legislation.
So there's your choice.
Yeah. So really, it's important that people do plan ahead, do appoint somebody. And as I say, the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act, which was enacted in 2015, hasn't yet been fully commenced. But when it is commenced,